ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. பாலகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 18. The birth of Ram, Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughna. After listening to this recitation, please offer the Lord some special sweet. The recitation begins now. The various celestial hosts that came down to receive their offerings during the horse sacrifice departed to their respective worlds after the Ishti was over. The king and his queens freed themselves from the consecratory vow, and he sent away with all honors the many kings that had graced him with their presence. They saluted Vashishta and the other sages and left for their respective kingdoms. Their troops, flashing with gold and gems and gay apparel, the royal gift of their noble host. Dasharatha returned to his capital in the company of Vashishta and his brother sages, his queens, his armies, and his servants, following him in their countless conveyances. Then Rishi Shringa and his wife Shanta took leave of Dasharatha, and along with them Rompada. Having dismissed his guests, the king abode in his capital, his hopes realized and his thoughts ever intent on the approaching birth of his sons. Twice 6 months had rolled away since the great sacrifice was over, and in the first month of the new year, on the 9th day of the bright fortnight, the Lord of the worlds chose to take a human form and sent down half his essence as a son of Kaushalya. The world-renowned one, the crowning glory of the grand line of the Ikshvakus, and the sum of all perfections, the constellation Punarvasu, of which Aditi was the regent, was chosen to preside at his birth. The Sun, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn were in ascension in their respective houses, Aries, Capricorn, Cancer, Pisces, and the Libra. Jupiter and the moon were in conjunction, and the rising sun was Cancer. And Kaushalya shone with unparalleled effulgence, even as Aditi when she gave birth to Indra, the lord of the shining ones, the Vajra wielder. Bharata was born of Kaikeyi under the constellation Pushya, when Pisces was the rising sign. He had in him 1/8 of the divine essence and was the embodiment of all excellences and of never-failing prowess. Under the asterism Ashlesha, when Cancer was the rising sign, were born unto Sumitra 2 sons, Lakshmana and Shatrughna, valiant and well-skilled in the science of arms, human and divine. They were twins. Lakshmana had in him 1/4 and Shatrughna 1/8 of the divine essence. Resembling in luster the 2 asterisms Purva and Uttara Bhadrapada, they were beautifully matched. Sweetly sang the Gandharvas and gaily danced the Apsaras. The celestial drums beat merrily and the flowers of heaven rained on earth when the divine four came down upon it. The capital and the kingdom was of one scene of mirth and jollity, and it was a very happy day. The high roads were crowded with bright citizens, dancers, and dancing masters. The streets echoed to gay songs and sweet musical instruments, and the loud plaudits of bards, genealogists, and heralds. The old king, beside himself with joy, gave away untold wealth and kind to brahmanas and rich presents to the bards and minstrels. On the 13th day of their birth, the holy Vashishta joyfully gave them names. The son of Kaushalya he called Rama, Kaikeyi's son answered to Bharata, and the twins from the womb of Sumitra he named the elder Lakshmana and the younger Shatrughna. On that occasion, the king caused numerous brahmanas to be fed both in his capital and in his kingdom, and gave away costly gems and rich gifts. In due time, the boys passed through the sacraments laid down for the twice born, Annaprasanna, Chaula, and Upanayana. Of them, Rama, the eldest, who towered above the rest, was a perennial source of delight to his sire, and even as a lotus-born one, the darling of all beings. Very soon, they mastered the Vedas and the Vedangas. Brave and wise, endowed with every virtue, they were ever intent upon doing good to others. Among them, Rama was the brightest and shone radiant, of unfailing prowess, a source of delight unto the world, even as the charming queen of night, the most expert in training horses and elephants, and in chariot races, the master of the science of the bow, he was withal ever assiduous in attending upon his parents and ministering to their least comforts. Lakshmana, blessed with every perfection and excellence, was ever devoted to his brother Rama, the beloved of men. The whole current of his thoughts, words, and deeds set towards Rama, and that even from his very infancy. Sleep visited not the eyes of Rama, the best of men, if Lakshmana were not by. Rama relished not his food, be it ever so delicious, if Lakshmana was not there to share it with him. His right hand and his visible life currents, he regarded Lakshmana. When Rama rode out to hunt, Lakshmana ever accompanied him, bow in hand, to shield him from any harm. Shatrughna was unto Bharata what Lakshmana was unto Rama. Dasharatha, surrounded by his four beloved and highly fortunate sons, shone even as the four-faced Brahma among the regions of the spheres, or the four Dikpalas. His heart waxed glad to see them grow in wisdom derived from the study of the arts and sciences, to see them adorned with every perfection, to mark their keen sense of shame when from heedlessness their thoughts happened to go astray, to see them proficient in every worldly affair, to hear of them growing fame amongst men as prodigies of intellect, and to observe the wonderful faculty of seeing before them into future and act accordingly. The sons were not slow to know the love of their sire towards them. They became more assiduous, if possible, in the studies of the science of ethics and the sacred legendary lore and in the mastery of the bow, and ever served their sire joyfully. Now Dasharatha one day took deep counsel with his high priest Vasishtha and his kinsmen about the approaching marriage of his sons, when unto him among his ministers came all unexpected the great sage Vishwamitra of high spiritual luster, and said to the wardens of the gate, "Let the king know that Vishwamitra, the son of God, he is here to see him." In great fear and trepidation, they ran in and informed the king that Vishwamitra waited for an audience. Whereat the king made haste to welcome the sage very carefully and humbly, even as Indra welcomes Brahma. His face shone with gladness at the sight of Vishwamitra of stern austerities, and through Vasishtha he extended unto him all the rites of hospitality. Vishwamitra graciously accepted the king's kindness and inquired after his welfare. Art thou ever intent on gathering rare and valuable objects and increasing the collection? Are thy kin and friends happy and the subjects in thy capital and the kingdom all right? Art thy subject princes obedient and loyal to thee? Art thou regular in thy sacrifice to the gods and other religious observances? Dost thou duly acquit thyself of thy duties as a man and as a king? Do thy guests receive hospitable entertainment at thy hands? Dost thou make right use of the various methods of kingcraft? He then proceeded to inquire after the health and welfare of Vasishtha, Vamadeva, and the other sages. Pleased with his attentions to them, they proceeded to the audience chamber and took their usual seats. Then Dasharatha, the great giver, approached the sage and with his hair standing on end through joy, exclaimed, "Holy one, This kind visage of thine, which I never dared to dream of, gladdens my old heart more than if a mortal came by with the waters of immortality, more than welcome rains to parched deserts, more than a son born to one in his old age of his lawful wife, more than recovered treasure to the loser, more than the marriages of their children to fond parents. Has thy journey hither been a pleasant one? What shall I do to gratify thy wishes? Blessed am I in that heaven has sent me one than whom I can desire no fitter recipient. Fair is the day that brought thee here. It is now that my birth has borne fruit, and this my long life here. As a royal sage, there was no wish of thine that thou didst not gratify. Then by dreadful austerities thou became a Brahmarshi, and thy heart knows no desire. Every way thou art an object of reverence and honor unto me. Thy visit here has washed away my sins, and it is a wonder to me indeed when I come to think of it. A sight of thy holy face has translated me to the regions of the blessed. Allow me to perform thy behests and deserve thy grace. Art thou not a god unto me, a household deity? Thou hast come unto me only for my greatest good, and thy visit has increased my religious merit. Hesitate not to acquaint me with the object of thy journey hither. Be it small or great, I give you my royal word to accomplish it unto the last detail. So in all humility and from a full heart spoke Dashratha, born of ancestors, who reckoned among them such famous men as Trishanku. The words fell sweet upon the ears of the noble sage, and his heart was gladdened thereat. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.